Chapter 16. That brute's in the garden white and lone, and I stopped and looked at the shifting shadows that at some moments fall thereon from the tree hard by with a rhythmic swing, and they shaped in my imagining to the shade, that a well-known head and shoulders threw there when she was gardening. I thought her behind my back, yea, her I long, had learned to lack, and I said, I'm sure you are standing behind me, though how do you get into this old track? And there was no sound, but the fall of a leaf was a sad response, and to keep down grief I would not turn my head to discover that there was nothing in my belief. Yet I wanted to look and see that nobody stood at the back of me, but I thought once more, eh, I'll not envision a shape which, somehow, there may be. So I went on softly from the glade, and left her behind me throwing her shade, as she were indeed an apparition my head unturned lest my dream should fade. Begun 1913. Finished 1916. In the garden, M.H., we waited for the sun to break its cloudy prison, for day was not yet done, and night still unbegun, leaning by the dial. After many a trial we all silent there it burst as new arisen, throwing a shade to where time traveled at that minute. Little saw we in it, but this much I know, of lookers on that shade, her towards whom it made soonest had to go. 1915. The tree and the lady, I have done all I could for that lady I knew. Through the heats I have shaded her, drawn to her songsters, when summer has jaded her, home from the heath or the wood. At the mirth time of May, when my shadow first lured her, I donned my new bravery of green. 'Twas my all. Now I shiver in slavery, icicles grieving me gray. Plumed to every twig's end I could tempt her chair under me. Much did I treasure her during those days as he had nothing to pleasure her. Mutely she used me as friend. I'm a skeleton now, and she's gone, craving warmth. The rime sticks like a skin to me. Through me archerous spears, nor lights shoot into me, gone is she, scorning my bow. An upbraiding, now I am dead you sing to me the songs we used to know, but while I lived you had no wish or care for doing so. Now I am dead you come to me in the moonlight, comfortless. Ah, what would I have given alive to win such tenderness? When you are dead, and stand to me not differenced, as now, but like again, will you be cold as when we lived, or how? The young glass stainer, these gothic windows, how they wear me out with cusp and foil, and nothing straight or square, crude colors, leaden borders round about, unfitting in Peter here, and Matthew there. What a vocation! Here do I draw now the abnormal, loving the Hellenic norm. Martha I paint, and dream of Hera's brow, Mary, and think of Aphrodite's form. November 1893. Looking at a picture on an anniversary, but don't you know it, my dear, don't you know it, that this day of the year what rainbow rays emblow it? We met, strangers confessed, but parted blessed. Though at this query, my dear, there in your frame unmoved you still appear, you must be thinking the same, but keep that look demure just to allure. And now at length a trace I surely vision upon that wistful face of old time recognition, smiling forth, yes, as you say, it is the day. For this one phase of you now left on earth this great date must undo with pulsings of rebirth. I see them vitalize those two deep eyes. But if this face icon does not declare consciousness living on still in it, little I care to live myself, my dear, lone laboring here. Spring 1913. The choirmaster's burial, he often would ask us that, when he died, after playing so many to their last rest, if out of us any should here abide, and it would not task us, we would with our lutes play over him by his grave brim the psalm he liked, best the one whose sense suits Mount Ephraim, and perhaps we should seem to him, in death's dream, like the seraphim. As soon as I knew that his spirit was gone I thought this his due, and spoke thereupon. I think, said the vicar, a red service quicker than vials out of doors in these frosts and hoars. That old-fashioned way requires a fine day, and it seems to me, it had better not be. Hence, that afternoon, though never knew he, that his wish could not be, to get through it faster they buried the master without any tune. but 'twas said that, when at the dead of next night the vicar looked out, there struck on his ken thronged round about, where the frost was graying the headstone grass, a band all in white like the saints in church glass, singing and playing the ancient stave by the choir master's grave. Such the tenor man told, when he had grown old. The man who forgot, at a lonely cross, where by roads met I sat upon a gate, I saw the sun decline and set, and still was fain to wait. A trotting boy passed up the way, and roused me from my thought. I called to him, and showed where lay a spot I shyly sought. A summer house fair stands hidden, where you see the moonlight thrown. Go, tell me if within it there a lady sits alone. He half demurred, but took the track, and silence held the scene. I saw his figure rambling back. I asked him if he had been. I went just where you said, but found no summer house was there. Beyond the slope is all bare ground. Nothing stands anywhere. A man asked what my brains were worth. The house, he said, grew rotten, and was pulled down before my birth, and is almost forgotten. My right mind woke, and I stood dumb. 40 years frost and flower had fleeted since I'd used to come to meet her in that bower. While drawing in the churchyard, tea is sad, that so many of worth, still in the flesh, so to you, misjudge their lot whom kindly earth secludes from view. Hey, right there diurnal round each day spans some of ours in peerless ease, without jolt or bound or ache like ours. If the living could, but hear what is heard by my roots as they creep round the restful flock, and the things said there, no one would weep. Now said among the wise, apostrophe they say, enlarged in scope, that no God trumpet us to rise we truly hope. Apostrophe, I listened to his strange tale in the mood that stillness brings, and I grew to accept as the day wore pale that show of things. For life I had never cared greatly, for life I had never cared greatly, as worth a man's while. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.